Ray Kurzweil, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This recording was last updated on November 25, 2011. Raymond Ray Kurzweil, born February 12, 1948, is an American author, inventor, and futurist. He is involved in fields such as optical character recognition, OCR, text-to-speech synthesis, speech recognition technology, and electronic keyboard instruments. He is the author of several books on health, artificial intelligence, AI, transhumanism, the technological singularity, and futurism. Contents. Section 1. Life, Inventions, and Business Career. Section 2. Books. Section 3. Recognition and Awards. Section 4. Involvement with Futurism and Transhumanism. Section 5. Stand on Nanotechnology. Section 6. The Law of Accelerating Returns. Section 7. Predictions. Section 8. Work on Nutrition, Health, and Lifestyle. Section 9. Stance on Religion. Section 10. Criticism. Section 1. Life, Inventions, and Business Career. Section 1.1. Early Life. Ray Kurzweil grew up in the New York City borough of Queens. He was born to secular Jewish parents who had escaped Austria just before the onset of World War II, and he was exposed via Unitarian Universalism to a diversity of religious faiths during his upbringing. His father was a musician and composer, and his mother was a visual artist. His uncle, an engineer at Bell Labs, taught young Ray the basics of computer science. In his youth, he was an avid reader of science fiction literature. In 1963, at age 15, he wrote his first computer program. Later in high school, he created a sophisticated pattern recognition software program that analyzed the works of classical composers and then synthesized its own songs in similar styles. The capabilities of his invention were so impressive that, in 1965, he was invited to appear on the CBS television program I've Got a Secret, where he performed a piano piece that was composed by a computer he also had built. Later that year, he won first prize in the International Science Fair for the invention. He was also recognized by the Westinghouse Talent Search and was personally congratulated by President Lyndon B. Johnson during a White House ceremony. Section 1.2. Midlife. In 1968, during his sophomore year at MIT, Kurzweil started a company that used a computer program to match high school students with colleges. The program, called the Select College Consulting Program, was designed by him and compared thousands of different criteria about each college with questionnaire answers submitted by each student applicant. When he was 20, he sold the company to Harcourt, Brace, and World for $100,000, roughly $500,000 in 2006 dollars, plus royalties. He obtained a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science and Literature in 1970 from MIT. In 1974, Kurzweil started the company Kurzweil Computer Products, Inc., and led development of the first OmniFont optical character recognition system, a computer program capable of recognizing text written in any normal font. Before that time, scanners had only been able to read text written in a few fonts. He decided that the best application of this technology would be to create a reading machine, which could allow blind people to understand written text by having a computer read it to them aloud. However, this device required the invention of two enabling technologies, the CCD flatbed scanner and the text-to-speech synthesizer. Development of these technologies was completed at other institutions such as Bell Labs, and on January 13, 1976, the finished product was unveiled during a news conference headed by him and the leaders of the National Federation of the Blind. Called the Kurzweil Reading Machine, the device covered an entire tabletop. It gained him mainstream recognition. On the day of the machine's unveiling, Walter Cronkite used the machine to give his signature sound off, and that's the way it is, January 13, 1976. While listening to The Today Show, musician Stevie Wonder heard a demonstration of the device and purchased the first production version of the Kurzweil Reading Machine, beginning a lifelong friendship between himself and Kurzweil. According to former Kurzweil Computer Products employees, the Kurzweil Reading Machine's designer was engineer Richard Brown, a KCP employee at the time. Kurzweil's next major business venture began in 1978, when Kurzweil Computer Products began selling a commercial version of the optical character recognition computer program. LexisNexis was one of the first customers, and bought the program to upload paper legal and news documents onto its nascent online databases. 2 years later, Kurzweil sold his company to Learnout and Hauspie. Following the bankruptcy of the latter, the system became a subsidiary of Xerox, formerly known as ScanSoft and now as Nuance Communications, and he functioned as a consultant for the former until 1995. Kurzweil's next business venture was in the realm of electronic music technology. After a 1982 meeting with Stevie Wonder, in which the latter lamented the divide in capabilities and qualities between electronic synthesizers and traditional music instruments, Kurzweil was inspired to create a new generation of music synthesizers, capable of accurately duplicating the sounds of real instruments. Kurzweil Music Systems was founded in the same year, and in 1984, the Kurzweil K250 was unveiled. The machine was capable of imitating a number of instruments, and in tests, musicians were unable to discern the difference between the Kurzweil K250 on piano mode from a normal grand piano. The recording and mixing abilities of the machine, coupled with its abilities to imitate different instruments, made it possible for a single user to compose and play an entire orchestral piece. Kurzweil Music Systems was sold to Korean musical instrument manufacturer Yongchang in 1990. As with Xerox, Kurzweil remained as a consultant for several years. Section 1.3, Later Life. Concurrent with Kurzweil Music Systems, Kurzweil created the company Kurzweil Applied Intelligence, KAI, to develop computer speech recognition systems for commercial use. The first product, which debuted in 1987, was an early speech recognition program. Kurzweil started Kurzweil Educational Systems in 1996 to develop new pattern recognition-based computer technologies to help people with disabilities, such as blindness, dyslexia, and ADD in school. Products include the Kurzweil 1000 text-to-speech converter software program, which enables a computer to read electronic and scanned text aloud to blind or visually impaired users, and the Kurzweil 3000 program, which is a multifaceted electronic learning system that helps with reading, writing, and study skills. During the 1990s, Kurzweil founded the Medical Learning Company. The company's products included an interactive computer education program for doctors and a computer-simulated patient. Around the same time, Kurzweil started KurzweilCyberArt.com, a website featuring computer programs to assist the creative art process. The site used to offer free downloads of a program called Aaron, a visual art synthesizer developed by Harold Cohen, and of Kurzweil's Cybernetic Poet, which automatically creates poetry. During this period, he also started KurzweilAI.net, a website devoted towards showcasing news of scientific developments, publicizing the ideas of high-tech thinkers and critics alike, and promoting futurist-related discussion among the general population through the MindX forum. In 1999, Kurzweil created a hedge fund called FATCAT, Financial Accelerating Transactions from Kurzweil Adaptive Technologies, which began trading in 2006. He has stated that the ultimate aim is to improve the performance of FATCAT's AI investment software program, enhancing its ability to recognize patterns in, quote, currency fluctuations and stock ownership trends. He predicted in his 1999 book, The Age of Spiritual Machines, that computers will one day prove superior to the best human financial minds at making profitable investment decisions. In 2001, Canadian rock band Our Lady Peace released an album titled Spiritual Machines, based on Kurzweil's book. Kurzweil's voice was featured in the album, reading excerpts from the book. In June 2005, Kurzweil introduced the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, KNFB Reader, a pocket-sized device consisting of a digital camera and computer unit. Like the Kurzweil reading machine of almost 30 years before, the KNFB Reader is designed to aid blind people by reading written text aloud. The newer machine is portable and scans text through digital camera images, while the older machine is large and scans text through flatbed scanning. Kurzweil recently made a movie, due for release in 2010, called The Singularity Is Near, A True Story About the Future, based, in part, on his 2005 book, The Singularity Is Near. Part fiction, part nonfiction, he interviews 20 big thinkers like Marvin Minsky, plus there is a B-line narrative story that illustrates some of the ideas, where a computer avatar, Ramona, saves the world from self-replicating microscopic robots. In addition to Kurzweil's movie, an independent, feature-length documentary was made about Kurzweil, his life, and his ideas, called Transcendent Man. Filmmakers Barry Potomy and Felicia Potomy followed Kurzweil, documenting his global speaking tour. Premiered in 2009 at the Tribeca Film Festival, Transcendent Man documents Kurzweil's quest to reveal mankind's ultimate destiny, and explores many of the ideas found in his New York Times best-selling book, The Singularity Is Near, including his concept for exponential growth, radical life expansion, and how we will transcend our biology. The Potomies documented Kurzweil's stated goal of bringing back his late father using AI. The film also features critics who argue against Kurzweil's predictions. In 2010, an independent documentary film called Plug and Pray premiered at the Seattle International Film Festival, in which Kurzweil and one of his major critics, the late Joseph Weizenbaum, argue about the benefits of eternal life. Kurzweil said during a 2006 C-SPAN 2 interview that he was working on a new book that focused on the inner workings of the human brain and how this could be applied to building AI. While being interviewed for a February 2009 issue of Rolling Stone magazine, Kurzweil expressed a desire to construct a genetic copy of his late father, Frederick Kurzweil, from DNA within his gravesite. This feat would be achieved by deploying various nanobots to send samples of DNA back from the grave, constructing a clone of Frederick and retrieving memories and recollections from Ray's mind of his father. Section 2. Books. Kurzweil's first book, The Age of Intelligent Machines, was published in 1990. The nonfiction work discusses the history of computer AI and also makes forecasts regarding future developments. Other experts in the field of AI contribute heavily to the work in the form of essays. The Association of American Publishers awarded it the status of Most Outstanding Computer Science Book of 1990. Next, Kurzweil published a book on nutrition in 1993 called The 10% Solution for a Healthy Life. The book's main idea is that high levels of fat intake are the cause of many health disorders common in the U.S., and thus that cutting fat consumption down to 10% of the total calories consumed would be optimal for most people. In 1998, Kurzweil published The Age of Spiritual Machines, which focuses heavily on further elucidating his theories regarding the future of technology, which themselves stem from his analysis of long-term trends in biological and technological evolution. Much focus goes into examining the likely course of AI development, along with the future of computer architecture. Kurzweil's next book, published in 2004, returned to the subject of health and nutrition. Fantastic Voyage, Live Long Enough to Live Forever, was co-authored by Kurzweil and Terry Grossman, a medical doctor and specialist in alternative medicine. The Singularity is Near was published in 2005. The book is currently being made into a movie, starring Pauly Peretti from the TV series NCIS. In February 2007, Ptolemaic Productions acquired the rights to The Singularity is Near, The Age of Spiritual Machines, and Fantastic Voyage, including the rights to Kurzweil's life and ideas for the film Transcendent Man. The feature-length documentary was directed by Barry Ptolemy. Kurzweil's newest book, Transcend, 9 Steps to Living Well Forever, a follow-up on Fantastic Voyage, was released on April 28, 2009. His current book project is titled How the Mind Works and How to Build One. Section 3. Recognition and Awards. Kurzweil has been called the successor and rightful heir to Thomas Edison, and was also referred to by Forbes as the ultimate thinking machine. Kurzweil has received many awards and honors, including first place in 1965 International Science Fair for inventing the classical music synthesizing computer, the 1978 Grace Murray Hopper Award from the Association for Computing Machinery. The award is given annually to one, quote, outstanding young computer professional, unquote, and is accompanied by a $35,000 prize. Kurzweil won it for his invention of the Kurzweil Reading Machine. The 1990 Engineer of the Year Award from Design News. The 1994 Dixon Prize in Science. One is awarded every year by Carnegie Mellon University to individuals who have notably advanced the field of science. Both a medal and a $50,000 prize are presented to the winners. The 1998 Inventor of the Year Award from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The 1999 National Medal of Technology. This is the highest award the President of the United States can bestow upon individuals and groups for pioneering new technologies, and the President dispenses the award at his discretion. Bill Clinton presented Kurzweil with this award during a White House ceremony in recognition of Kurzweil's development of computer-based technologies to help the disabled. The 2000 Telluride Tech Festival Award of Technology. Two other individuals also received the same honor that year. The award is presented yearly to people who exemplify the life, times, and standard of contribution of Tesla, Westinghouse, and Nunn. The 2001 Lemelson MIT Prize for a lifetime of developing technologies to help the disabled and to enrich the arts. Only one is meted out each year to highly successful mid-career inventors. A $500,000 award accompanies the prize. Kurzweil was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2002 for inventing the Kurzweil Reading Machine. The organization honors the women and men responsible for the great technological advances that make human, social, and economic progress possible. 15 other people were inducted into the Hall of Fame the same year. The Arthur C. Clarke Lifetime Achievement Award on April 20, 2009, for lifetime achievement as an inventor and futurist in computer-based technologies. Kurzweil has received 17 honorary doctorates between 1982 and 2010. Section 4. Involvement with Futurism and Transhumanism. Kurzweil is generally recognized as a public advocate for the futurist and transhumanist movements, due to his stances on life extension technologies, his efforts to forecast future advances in technology, and his interest in the concept of the technological singularity. At the same time, he has attracted significant criticism from scientists and thinkers. Kurzweil's central argument is derived from the predictions of Moore's law, that the rate of innovation of computer technology is increasing not linearly, but rather exponentially. According to Kurzweil's argument, since growth in so many fields of science and technology depends upon computing power, these improvements translate into exponentially more frequent advances in non-computer sciences, like nanotechnology, biotechnology, and materials science. Kurzweil refers to this concept as the law of accelerating returns, and has asserted that this is supported by a number of metrics. Kurzweil has forecast a number of specific technological advances with specific dates in his books, stating that before 2050, medical advances will allow people to radically extend their lifespans while preserving quality of life through the use of nanobots, that a computer will pass the Turing test by 2029, that the first strong artificial intelligence will be a computer simulation of a human brain generated by nanorobotic brain scanning, that sentient artificial intelligences will exhibit moral thinking and respect humans, and that the line between humans and machines will blur as machines attain human-level intelligence and humans start incorporating more technology. Kurzweil's application of his law to forecasting innovations have been disputed by other scientists and writers. Kurzweil's standing as a futurist and transhumanist has led to his involvement in several singularity-themed organizations. In December 2004, Kurzweil joined the advisory board of the Singularity Institute for Artificial Intelligence. In October 2005, Kurzweil joined the Scientific Advisory Board of the Lifeboat Foundation. On May 13, 2006, Kurzweil was the first speaker at the Stanford University Singularity Summit. In February 2009, Kurzweil, in collaboration with Google and the NASA Ames Research Center, announced the creation of the Singularity University Training Center for corporate executives and government officials. The university's self-described mission is to, quote, assemble, educate, and inspire a cadre of leaders who strive to understand and facilitate the development of exponentially advancing technologies, and apply, focus, and guide these tools to address humanity's grand challenges, unquote. Using Werner Vinge's singularity concept as a foundation, the Singularity offered its first 9-week graduate program to 40 students in June 2009. Section 5. Stand on Nanotechnology. Kurzweil is on the Army Science Advisory Board, has testified before Congress on the subject of nanotechnology, and has advocated that nanotechnology could solve significant global problems, such as poverty, disease, and climate change. In media appearances, Kurzweil has stressed the extreme potential dangers of nanotechnology, but argues that in practice, progress cannot be stopped, and any attempt to do so will retard the progress of defensive and beneficial technologies more than the malevolent ones, increasing the danger. He suggests that the proper place of regulation is to make sure progress proceeds safely and quickly. Section 6. The Law of Accelerating Returns. In his 1999 book, The Age of Spiritual Machines, Kurzweil proposed the Law of Accelerating Returns, according to which the rate of change in a wide variety of evolutionary systems, including, but not limited to, the growth of technologies, tends to increase exponentially. He gave further focus to this issue in a 2001 essay entitled The Law of Accelerating Returns, which proposed an extension of Moore's law to a wide variety of technologies, and used this to argue in favor of Werner Vinge's concept of a technological singularity. Section 7. Predictions. Section 7.1. The Age of Intelligent Machines. Kurzweil's first book, The Age of Intelligent Machines, presented his ideas about the future. It was written from 1986 to 1989 and published in 1990. Building on Ithiel de Solopoul's Technologies of Freedom, 1983, Kurzweil claims to have forecast the demise of the Soviet Union due to new technologies such as cellular phones and fax machines, disempowering authoritarian governments by removing state control over the flow of information. In the book, Kurzweil also extrapolated pre-existing trends in the improvement of computer chess software performance to predict correctly that computers would beat the best human players by 1998, and most likely in that year. In fact, the event occurred in May 1997, when chess world champion Garry Kasparov was defeated by IBM's Deep Blue computer in a well-publicized chess tournament. Perhaps most significantly, Kurzweil foresaw the explosive growth in worldwide internet use that began in the 1990s. At the time of the publication of The Age of Intelligent Machines, there were only 2.6 million internet users in the world, and the medium was unreliable, difficult to use, and deficient in content, making Kurzweil's realization of its future potential especially prescient, given the technology's limits at the time. He also stated that the internet would explode not only in the number of users, but in content as well, eventually granting users access to international networks of libraries, databases, and information services. Additionally, Kurzweil claims to have correctly foreseen that the preferred mode of internet access would inevitably be through wireless systems, and he was also correct to estimate that the latter would become practical for widespread use in the early 21st century. Kurzweil also claims to have accurately forecast that, by the end of the 1990s, many documents would exist solely in computers and on the internet, and that they would commonly be embedded with sounds, animations, and videos that would inhibit their transfer to paper format. Moreover, he claims to have foreseen that cellular phones would grow in popularity while shrinking in size for the foreseeable future. Section 7.2, The Age of Spiritual Machines. In 1999, Kurzweil published a second book titled The Age of Spiritual Machines, which goes into more depth explaining his futurist ideas. The third and final section of the book is devoted to elucidating the specific course of technological advancements Kurzweil predicts the world will experience over the next century. Section 7.3, The Singularity is Near. While this book focuses on the future of technology and the human race, as did The Age of Intelligent Machines and The Age of Spiritual Machines, Kurzweil makes very few concrete short-term predictions in The Singularity is Near, though longer-term visions are present in abundance. He recently discussed the singularity with Vice magazine. Section 7.4, Solar Power and Grand Challenges of the 21st Century. In 2008, Ray Kurzweil said in an expert panel in the National Academy of Engineering that solar power will scale up to produce all the energy needs of Earth's people in 20 years. For more information on Ray Kurzweil's predictions, please see the Wikipedia article Predictions Made by Raymond Kurzweil. Section 8, Work on Nutrition, Health, and Lifestyle. Kurzweil admits that he cared little for his health until age 35, when he was diagnosed with a glucose intolerance, an early form of type 2 diabetes, a major risk factor for heart disease. Kurzweil then found a doctor that shares his non-conventional beliefs to develop an extreme regimen involving hundreds of pills, chemical IV treatments, red wine, and various other methods to attempt to live longer. Kurzweil ingests 250 supplements, 8 to 10 glasses of alkaline water, and 10 cups of green tea every day, and drinks several glasses of red wine a week in an effort to reprogram his biochemistry. Lately, he has cut down the number of supplement pills to 150. Kurzweil joined the Alcor Life Extension Foundation, a cryonics company. In the event of his death, Kurzweil's body will be chemically preserved, frozen in liquid nitrogen, and stored at an Alcor facility in the hope that future medical technology will be able to revive him. Kurzweil has authored 3 books on the subjects of nutrition, health, and immortality: The 10% Solution for a Healthy Life, Fantastic Voyage, Live Long Enough to Live Forever, and Transcend, 9 Steps to Living Well Forever. In all, he recommends that other people emulate his health practices to the best of their abilities. Kurzweil and his current anti-aging doctor, Terry Grossman, M.D., now have 2 websites promoting their first and second book. Section 9. Stance on Religion. Though Kurzweil's parents were Jewish, they raised him as a Unitarian Universalist and exposed him to many different faiths during his youth. Kurzweil presented sermons at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of San Diego in January 2000 upon publication of The Age of Spiritual Machines. He gave a 2007 keynote speech to the United Church of Christ in Hartford, Connecticut, alongside Barack Obama, who was then a presidential candidate. In The Singularity Is Near, he expresses his belief in a need for a new religion based on the principle of mutual respect between sentient life forms, and on the principle of respecting knowledge. This religion would not have a leader, instead being purely personal to adherents. At the end of the documentary Transient Man, released in 2009, he says, quote, "Does God exist? Well, I would say not yet," unquote. Section 10. Criticism. Kurzweil's ideas have generated much criticism within the scientific community and in the media. There are philosophical arguments over whether a machine can think. Mitch Kaper, the founder of Lotus Development Corporation, has called the notion of a technological singularity, quote, "intelligent design for the IQ 140 people." This proposition that we're heading to this point at which everything is going to be just unimaginably different, it's fundamentally, in my view, driven by a religious impulse, and all of the frantic arm-waving can't obscure that fact for me, unquote. VR pioneer Jason Lanier has been one of the strongest critics of Kurzweil's ideas, describing them as, quote, "cybernetic totalism," and has outlined his views on the culture surrounding Kurzweil's predictions in an essay for Edge.org entitled One Half of a Manifesto. Pulitzer Prize winner Douglas Hofstadter, author of Gödel, Escher, Bach, has said of Kurzweil's and Hans Moravec's books, quote, "it's as if you took a lot of very good food and some dog excrement and blended it all up so that you can't possibly figure out what's good or bad. It's an intimate mixture of rubbish and good ideas, and it's very hard to disentangle the two, because these are smart people, they're not stupid," unquote. Although the idea of a technological singularity is a popular concept in science fiction, some authors, such as Neal Stephenson and Bruce Sterling, have voiced skepticism about its real-world plausibility. Sterling expressed his views on the singularity scenario in a talk at Long Now Foundation entitled "The Singularity, Your Future as a Black Hole." Other prominent AI thinkers and computer scientists, such as Daniel Dennett, Rodney Brooks, and David Gelertner, have also criticized Kurzweil's projections. Bill Joy, co-founder of Sun Microsystems, agrees with Kurzweil's timeline of future progress, but thinks that technologies such as AI, nanotechnology, and advanced biotechnology will create a dystopian world. Daniel Lyons, writing in Newsweek, criticized Kurzweil for some of his predictions which turned out to be wrong, such as the economy continuing to boom from the 1998 dot-com through 2009, a U.S. company having a market capitalization of more than $1 trillion, a supercomputer achieving 20 petaflops, speech recognition being in widespread use, and cars that would drive themselves using sensors installed in highways, all by 2009. To the charge that a 20-petaflop supercomputer was not produced in the time he predicted, Kurzweil responded that he considers Google a giant supercomputer, and that it is capable of 20 petaflops. In 2009, however, IBM announced the commencement of its development of a supercomputer for the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administrations. This machine, incorporating 20-plus petaflops, is expected to be delivered in 2011. Biologist P.Z. Myers has criticized Kurzweil's predictions as being based on, quote, New Age spiritualism rather than science, and says that Kurzweil does not understand basic biology. You have just finished listening to Ray Kurzweil from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. This recording was last updated on November 25, 2011. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.